Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carol, will you call roll, please?
President Graves.
Here.
Vice President Dawson.
Present.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. Anybody that has any comments to make that on items not listed in the agenda, this would be the time to come forward and speak.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We have this issue now with the rate increase that I think has been corrupted by misstatements and a lack of information given to the public. We've heard the statement from the district. It's been reported in the press that not one dime for fiscal year 2011-12 is going toward new development. And we've also read and heard the consultants say that the only reason we have for investigating Well 7 right now is for new development. There's no need to do it for the Title 22 requirements that would serve the current existing community. And you know, whether or not you as a board decide to spend our money on a new well that will ultimately help new development, you know, that's up to you. You can do that. And you can get feedback from the public. What isn't appropriate is for you to put the wrong words out there and to say that there's nothing in this budget. And as I understand it, this is a two-year budget. Granted, the first year is a small amount of money, but it's still money. And you guys are putting this out there, and you have the opportunity to fix it, and you're not. And I've asked you to. You know, I sent you a note together and asked if you would do something to put the agenda so that it could be discussed. And you know, right now we have just a pure misstatement out there and no attempt. In fact, far from the attempt to correct it, the district's standing behind it.
Any other comments from the public? Please step forward.
I was going to prepare a document request. I didn't have a chance to do so today, so I consider this a verbal request for documents. I can follow it up in writing if need be. And that request is based on listening to the water consultants last week or this week, or last week, and reading their document, their report. I think the community is going to have to understand very carefully all that went on back 10 plus years ago in developing the expansion for the water and waste systems to support Discovery Bay West. Clearly some miscalculations, mistakes, or maybe worse, were made. Decisions were made that certainly do not fit the scenario that occurred, which is not even a full build out of the Hoffman properties that were, as I understand it, permitted. So my request is for any and all documents, communication, board orders, or related materials related to all the work that was done to develop and to agree to what ultimately became the expansions for waste and water for to support Discovery Bay West, done in the time frame leading up to the formation of, as I understand it, this board, but ratified by this board. So the board had to have all that information available to it to make the decision or to vote for whatever they did vote for. So I think the community needs, or the public needs, to be able to see that, to look at it carefully, understand it, because I'm sure there'll be a lot more to this going forward. I'd like to be able to see that in this office, and if, to the extent possible, whatever is available electronically.
Thank you. Could you please do follow it up in like an email to the general manager? That way we make sure we're getting what you're asking.
Clearly, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay, public comments are closed. Any presentations now?
None this evening.
Thank you. This is the time for the director's comments and report from the board. Ray, do you have anything?
Yes. Yesterday, we had another community center meeting, which Director Steele and myself attended. And the two highlights, we went over the Director Steele and general manager and one of the other members of the board visited a bunch of community centers all over the around the area and did present pictures and information on those community centers, which were gave us a lot of information on what's happening. Consequently, we decided we're going to visit a couple of workplaces. We're going to visit the senior center in Brentwood, and also there's a community center in Elk Grove. And the other thing was that we got, we have a, if you're not aware, you know, we have a website for a survey on what people would want to see and a myriad of things that involved with the community center of 4-H. And we have 61 responses so far. So, but we did have a little information on what they said, and you know, I look at it, and it's a very small sampling, so I think the next time we look at it, it'll be a bit much better. The only thing amazing to me was the number one activity that people said they wanted was cooking. So that was kind of interesting to me. But however, we did have that meeting, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Director Steele, any comments? Reports?
I think we're on schedule for reporting, getting some feedback to the board here at December timeline. So discoverybasedsurvey.com for anybody that needs, would like to give input on community center attributes, activities, locations, etc. So it's about a 10 or 15 minute survey, and it allows you to add additional input besides our you know, survey choices. So discoverybasedsurvey.com.
Thank you. Director Simon, anything? Director Dawson?
Yes. Today, I came home from work, and I received two letters that I'd like to comment on. In the letters, this board, as it sits now, has been accused of being corrupt and showing a lack of transparency. And I'd like to comment on two of those things. When I was appointed to this board, two of the members that sit to my side here opposed me. And when I was appointed, we worked things out, and I think since then I've built a good relationship, and I've gotten to know both the gentlemen and you know, Mr. Steele and Mr. Graves I've both served with. And I would like to say on the record, there isn't an ounce of corruption on this board, except for maybe one. He does sell used cars.
But just
an ounce. Just a little bit. And I think it's important that we speak up on these things. The transparency of this board, since I've been on it, has increased. And I can't even explain how much of the usage of the website onto documents being given. I think that transparency is important to this board, and I think we work towards being more transparent. It bothers me to have people throw stones, you know, and tarnish or attempt to tarnish the reputation of my fellow board members. You can say whatever you want about me. You can, you know, you can call me a sycophant, and you can, you know, question my mental well-being and all those things, and that's fine. That's your right. You're a citizen, and I put myself in this position. But since I've been on this board, my wife has been brought into this. Her pictures have been put on the internet. My children, I've had to explain to my daughter, who is 11 years old, what a sycophant is. They didn't ask for this, and I think it's really an example of the climate we live in this country, that people are, you know, we are public servants. That's the word for us. And nowhere in there is punching bag or anything like that. And I just think it's important that we learn as human beings to treat each other, no matter what position we're in, whether you're on this side of the table or that side of the table, with respect and courtesy, the same way you would want your grandmother treated. That's really all I have to say. I just, you know, once again, I want to say that I stand by this board. I stand by the decisions we've made. I stand by the steps we've taken to be more transparent. And, you know, it's like Babe Ruth said, you know, everyone strikes out every once in a while. So we're not perfect, but I stand by these guys. I think they're good guys, and calling them corrupt is offensive to me. So thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Moving along to my comments, I attended two meetings in the last since the last meeting. One of them was the Aviation Advisory Committee at Buchanan Field. With regard to things that affect here in Byron, I've been pushing for them to have a meeting here at the Byron Airport so that there would be more involvement since it's right here. And on September 8th, they're shooting for, it's not guaranteed, but they're planning on having the Aviation Committee meeting at the Byron Airport on September 8th. So any of those that are interested in what's going on right here in our backyard, that'd be a good way to find out. They're talking about a possible air show next May. The construction that's going to, there's going to be some industry brought into the, there's a jet, I can't remember the name of the company, but this building, they were going to build 6 hangars out here. They're down to 2 now because of the economic times. We're still going to have some construction and some expansion going into Discovery Bay. And they're making a concerted effort to move the Byron Airport out of being a storage unit, which a lot of those hangars are full of dressers and boxes and other things, and make sure it turns into an airport. And they're working hard to try to clear some of that stuff up. They did have the B-17 bomber come into Buchanan Field, which is an amazing sight, along with a P-52, and it was very well attended and very successful. So that was from that meeting, and then just a couple hours ago was the first meeting of the Communications Committee. I was nominated as chair, and Director Steele was nominated as vice chair. The committee discussed various different needs, different ways of communicating with the public and getting the message out with regards to a lot of different things, and basically to be proactive and to educate the community into what the Town of Discovery Base Board of Directors does. Our next meeting is scheduled for August 10th at 4 o'clock, and at that point we will start to dissecting some of the ideas that we came up tonight. In the meantime, we're going to do our research and take a look at how other communities are doing the same thing. So we invite attendance at that, and that's all I have to report. Okay, consent. Any comments from the public?
Yes, two on the what was just discussed. One for Director Steele. I attended the meeting yesterday, and I reported that I could not get the survey from www.discoverybasesurvey.com. I couldn't get it. The general manager went in his office, and he couldn't get it. I talked to Sean O'Toole about that, and he said, we should have recognized that you can't get it on Google for months. It will never make it on there for months, and of course that would be too late. He suggested that we go to the bar at the top of the screen, which I did when I got home, and I did get it the first time I tried and was able to run a copy of it, and then I shut it off. General Manager Howard tried that bar at the top before I left yesterday, and he couldn't do it. When I went back on the computer and did that same thing where I got it, I couldn't get it. I couldn't replicate getting it the first time. I understood that yesterday that something was going to be done about that.
I was
that problem. And I wish you would. I think it's a great
It hasn't
survey.
Been. It's not down, and it's been working 100% of the time.
Yes, yeah. I can't hear you, Chris.
If I may, some web browsers have been experiencing difficulty with accessing it. and Sean is aware of it and is trying to work through that.
Okay.
I had no problem on Godzilla.
And I did it on my phone. I went during the meeting. But if Sean's working on it, that's what we need to do. Okay.
And you got another comment?
Yes, the second comment was about Director Dawson's comments. And I had hoped that we could discuss that by taking item E3 off of the consent calendar. And I'm making that request. Thank you.
What a nice segue. It's time for the consent calendar.
Wait a minute, I have...
Right? Oh, I'm sorry.
I've been coming to these meetings for 5 years. I've been waiting for something to be done with the community center. And yesterday's meeting was absolutely wonderful. I really feel like that we've got good direction, that people are walking up to their responsibility. It was really refreshing to see how hard you guys have been working on it. So a heartfelt thank you from the community.
Okay.
I just wanted to echo what Mr. Richardson said about access to the survey. I don't think it's really necessarily a question of Google, however. I think it's more a question of the DNS entries being pushed through the web server. So I guess my point is, can you put a link on the web page to the survey that's driven by the DNS address rather than by the domain name? But it is, and I've tried it with Mozilla, Internet Explorer, and Safari, and Google's browser, and all that's called right now.
Chrome.
And it's, I got in one time, got away, and tried to go back and all that.
We will put it together.
We
can put it together with the person, the community center committee member that did is working on
it. I just got it on my phone, so it's not like it's not working. I mean, I just pulled it up.
Well, it works right on some and not
on others. That was through Google.
You know, it works on one thing and another.
That was through Google.
Anyway. We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Okay.
We'll extend the period.
Yeah. There's no problem with that.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you. Consent calendar.
I'd like to make a motion that we pass the consent calendar. How do I say this?
Approve
the consent calendar, pulling item 3 for discussion.
I'll second that.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Is that made a second to that motion? Okay. All those in, any discussion from the public? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, item number 3 of the consent calendar. Why did you want that item pulled, Director Dawson?
We had two people in the audience ask for it, and I think that there's no problem with discussing it.
Okay. Go ahead. Pull it. Discuss it.
Can I give a brief introduction on this first before we go there? Director Dawson is such a crazy mess. We received back on April 28th, on May 31st, reports from the Contra Costa County Civil Grand Jury. We had to respond to them within a certain time frame by your action tonight. We respond to those letters. We will meet that time requirement that they desire from us. Legal counsel and I worked on the responses to the grand jury's reports and the responses that the package we received. So I just want to make sure that Dan was also involved in the responses to the letters.
Okay. Director Dawson, did you want to comment on these letters?
I just wanted to wanted to give the people who asked for it a chance to speak their mind.
Okay, so. Do any of the directors have any comments to
make?
I just want to put it in context that it was a county-wide special district grand jury survey, and it was it was targeted to all the special districts, as far as I understand.
Yep.
Any other comments from the board? Okay, comments from the public? From the podium, Carol.
I said most of what I want to say in the two letters, and I have plenty of copies of them tonight for anybody who wants to see them. My main objection to the items was the board has had for about 1 month and one with one Jeep grand jury report, and about 2 months with the other grand jury report. Those reports and the grand jury's letters to this board asking for response. The first time that that was made available to the public was when the agenda packet for this meeting was published. I could find no record anywhere where either of those documents were made available to the public, unusually so. Usually under correspondence, the letters and so on that you get from agencies like the grand jury are listed so that we would become aware of them. That didn't happen. I find that very peculiar because the two reports to varying degrees, the survey of the remuneration was far less applicable to the CSD board, some, but far less. And the other document, which was about ethics and transparency, is very applicable to this board. We never had a chance to see that, to hear it discussed, to comment on it. Until today, it shows up on the consent calendar, meaning there wasn't going to be any discussion about it today either. Now you change that by allowing the discussion, but that's my major complaint. To make non-transparent a document which is criticizing special districts in the county for their lack of transparency boggles my mind. I don't understand that. And I would hope that you would withdraw that item from action today and let the public have some opportunity to know of its existence if they want to comment on it and bring it back to the board. One of the letters may have to go out more quickly, but certainly the more important of the two grand jury reports and letters doesn't require, I'm glad I'm entertaining you, Director Dawson. Doesn't have to go out until August 25th. So there's time to discuss it.
Your time's up, sir. Next, please. Anybody else have any other comments?
I think it's great to get to hear Director Dawson talking about respect, and then he snickers and
makes. I don't believe that's part of the agenda item, but go ahead.
Are talking, and then you, as soon as Mr. Riggs' time is up, your time is up, sir, sit down. That's a great sign of respect. Well done.
Thank you.
The letter's non-responsive, particularly with regard to nepotism. You simply say, we don't feel we need a policy right now. It asks you for a reason why. You don't give a reason. I can't imagine a reason to not have an anti-nepotism policy. I can't imagine. But that's what the board's deciding. As far as transparency goes, I'm assuming, has the board discussed this? Have the directors been brought into this? Or was this a letter that Rick and Dan wrote, our general manager and counsel wrote, for our president to sign? And I think that's a fair question. Was there a discussion? Well, why not, if there wasn't? And if there was, when was it? Why wasn't I notified of it? And we're going to talk about transparency tonight. And you know, even worse, when a member of the public asked to have a poll from the consent calendar, the president leaned over to the vice president and told him it was stupid for him to have done it. Apparently, the president didn't want the vice president to poll it. And I'm assuming then that if the vice president hadn't polled it, the citizen's request would have been ignored by the president. That's a lot about transparency. And by all means, Mr. President, you have an opportunity to respond.
I think it's important that we get this on the record. Grand jury reports are released, and they're put on the Contra Costa Times website. That report has been up since 3 days after it has been out. It has been in the newspaper. Lisa Vordenberger has written about it. Josh Richmond has reported about these exact documents. I think it's important that we come to an understanding that transparency is not spoon-feeding. It's not our responsibility to make sure that you're fulfilling your civic duty. And that's just the way it is. These documents have been out in the open for weeks. 3 days after we got them, they were released to the public. We didn't write them. You had every ample opportunity to read these documents and investigate them and get them out to the people and all that stuff. So this idea that we aren't transparent, no, we haven't discussed this, because there's this thing called the Brown Act. It doesn't allow us to talk about things outside of meetings. So this is us talking about it. These documents have nothing, we aren't in violation of anything. I've read the book. We are just one of the, how many special districts? Because it was every single special district that had to do this. So this, you know, it's hard to think about getting work done when people are just trying to find every little thing to attack you on. So I think it's time that we either start working towards progress together or just accept the fact that certain people are part of the problem.
Any other comments?
It was 19 cities and 27 special districts.
Thank you, General.
Any other comments?
Just a real simple question. Why was this April 26th letter for all these 3 months not included on any of the agenda packages under correspondence? And that is a practice of this board, and I would assume that is an intent. If you have a practice, you intend to pass forward your correspondence, no matter if it exists somewhere else. And a lot of the things you have in this correspondence package, plenty of them, exist somewhere else. So that clearly cannot be your gating factor in determining what you put in and what you don't put in. So I think we're owed an explanation as to why this April 26th letter, and certainly the subsequent one, but clearly April 26th for 3 months, was not in this package. Thank you.
I if you would like me to respond to that, I will. It was when the grand jury reports came in, one came in after the other, I started discussing them with legal counsel. And to be honest with you, it was an oversight on my part not to include correspondence. That was my fault, and I take responsibility for that. I apologize.
Rick, do we put every letter we get in correspondence, every single letter?
No, because a lot of them don't pertain to, I mean, a lot of them are just letters that are, they don't apply to anybody but maybe a person,
mm-hmm.
Or a question that they don't have, there's not a public comment to them.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Yes, we do.
I make a motion that we pass number 3 from the consent calendar, E3. Approve it. Yes, thank you.
I'll second. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion by the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
I'm not going to be unanimous.
You're not?
I'm not unanimous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there an opposition?
No, I think that we need to give another one more cycle to our next meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, the motion passes 4-1.
We did pass it.
Thanks for asking. Didn't hurt. Okay, on to the new business
items. Item F1 tonight is before you to approve a contract with Herwood Engineering. And Herwood is here this evening if you have any questions. Gregory Harris, human amount not to exceed $64,900. For the dewatering and biosolids facility expansion project. if you recall, at our budget workshop and in our budget meeting, this came up a number of times as well at our budget review committee meetings. The backlog of our sludge, if you will, and our lagoons is building up. Our number one sludge lagoon is essentially full. It is full. Two is at a point where we need to, it's accepting the overflow now, and we need to get ahead of the curve, if you will, a little bit. And so by approving this action tonight, it's going to allow us to do the design and the engineering and get out the bid so that hopefully we can have a belt press installed and up and running by spring, late spring next year, before the season. So if you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer them. Like I said, Greg Harris is in the audience. He's available to answer any questions. Virgil is also there as well.
Okay, questions from the board. Mark?
We budgeted 800 grand for biosolids. We budgeted 64,000. Is this included in the 800 grand?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that. We do have an $800,000 budget for the entire project, and the entire project would include the design and engineering of the project. So it is included now.
Ray, did you have something?
Yeah, with the watering problem, there's kind of a more pressing or a sooner activity, I believe, what we're looking at. We're looking at, I believe, diverting, taking the sludge and putting it into one of the ponds, and then taking sludge from the pond, mixing it in the aerobic digester, and then sending it out over to the belt press. Is some of this work you're doing going to be involved in making that happen?
Hi, Greg.
Good evening, Larry Harris, for winning here. To answer your question, yes, but there really isn't a cost associated with that. We will simply work with the LA staff to get the solids changing direction and move around a little bit, and the hope is that that'll give us a marginal increase in the interim while we're working to build the belt press. That'll help out the problem.
I'm told that it would probably help to have the pipeline that takes the stuff from the clarifier to the digester is the same pipe you're going to have to turn around and use to send it to the belt press.
Yeah, we have a common pipe problem.
Yeah.
In addition to belt press, there's a few minor things like that we would fix to allow more efficiency in how the salt
moves. We're looking at adding another pipe?
Yeah, probably add another pipe. And basically, the whole intent is to get more efficient about how to cross the solids.
Yes.
We need a belt press, but adding a section of pipe, automating our wasting operation, those kinds of things can help us process salts faster and address this problem.
Director Steele?
No comment.
Director Dawson? Is there any public comment or questions with regards to this item?
Amount of money, $800,000, I guess, was put on the budget for this and back it into the rate increase, and now some money's been spent. But there's never been any public disclosure as to why now, in the year 2011, halfway through 2011, given the maximum capacity, as I understand it, that has usable water passed like 4 or 5 years ago. The maximum number of homes for which that plant was built has not been completed yet. But nobody's asked the basic question, why right now do you have to increase your capacity throughput? And I'm assuming you do, but what's the underlying reason for this right now? Is it just to me, sitting and listening to, I guess, more than bits and pieces, I don't have an understanding as to why. I would have thought you hit the capacity limit, it would have been 2 years ago when more was going on, but there's less going on, at least water-wise these days. But nobody's asked that underlying question. So I think before you spend money in this regard, real money, I think it's reasonable to hear at least a summation of with some relevant details as to why this happened, why the capacity doesn't exist, you know, in the plant for which it was built, and why the money has to be spent now.
I'm not sure that should be a question. Greg should just... Greg, would you come forward and respond to that, please?
That is a good question. Quite simply stated, when the plant was originally built, you may recall there was no solids handling facility built with the plant. It was the plan was to store the sludge in the lagoon and pay to pump it out. What we found out is it's very expensive to pump that liquid out, and it essentially shifted a capital cost that was avoided by the developer into an O&M cost borne by the district ongoing forever. What we pointed out to them almost 9 years ago, eight, nine years ago, is that's not in your best long-term interest, and you should be processing biosolids yourself. The board voted to build the biosolids facility that you have now, which is two active solar dryers and one belt press. At the time, it was understood that the district can only afford so much. We're going to build this portion of the process and try it out, see, make sure we enjoy it and we like this process before we commit the full funds for what would be required for build out. In the meantime, solids have been piling up. 8 years have gone by, and now we have one lagoon that's full. And we're attempting to maximize that original investment, and that is, you have two dryers that are underutilized. We can't feed sludge into them fast enough. Okay, so you spent $2 million to build that. We can't use it to its capacity, and we're limited by the belt press and the efficiency of how we move sludge around. That's what we're trying to resolve.
Thank you, Greg. And for clarification purposes, Director Tetrault is in most of the meetings that occur between Veolia and the town, and I attend some of them. He has a little better understanding, but it's a little bit disingenuous to say nobody's asked the question. We have asked the question, and we do understand what we're
talking about. I did ask that question, Jeff, and basically, the belt press and this is not to add additional capacity. This is just to handle the sludge we produce at today's volume. The belt press is a pacer. It's slowing it down. It's stopping us from getting enough sludge processed through the drying chain. So after I asked this question, I was told, yes, we need to do that. And I was here when we didn't have a drying process, and we did truck the stuff, and it was very costly. And I believe we just took a lot of that sludge from plant one and just pumped it over here and basically just about filled up one of the lagoons right off the bat. And so we have a problem just processing the sludge for the current capacity. So in this case, this has nothing to do with additional capacity, although obviously another belt press will help that, but that's not why it's done. It's just so we can get, you know, like I said, maximize our process and hopefully get as much sludge taken care of as we have.
Simply put, it's phase two of the process. We knew we were going to start with a phase one, and now we're kind of moving into phase two. Correct, Greg?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I can also tell you that during the budget process, when that 800 grand was put in the next budget, we had a lengthy discussion, and Jeff, you were here during that whole session on all three budgets.
I did not hear this explanation.
No, but I appreciate the question. I'm glad it was clarified.
It was discussed, but we can just throw it on the budget.
I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead. Well, any other comments from the public? Okay, great. Thank you for that. Hearing none.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to enter into a contract with Hewitt Engineering Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $64,900 for the dewatering and biosolids facility expansion project.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item F2.
This item and the next item, while they're separate subjects, will both be presented by Farron. The first one is the Ravenswood Assessment District, the annual collection of the assessment, the levy of the assessment for the landscape and lighting zone number 9. for the current fiscal year FY11, FY12. And the engineer's report is included, and the engineer is in the room. If anybody has any questions, I'm Greg Harris.
Rick, am I correct in saying, isn't this just a standard item that occurs every
year? We're only allowed a certain maximum that we can go to without a Prop 218 hearing. We're not recommending exceeding that maximum. We are recommending going to the limit. So there will be a little bit of a decrease in the reserve account. It looks like about $6,500 this year. This is an annual item. It's part of the rate of the Lansing Lighting District. It's part of the collections, part of the assessments that are collected from each homeowner to maintain that landscape and lighting district and park will be rated for park.
Any questions from the board on this? Any questions from the public on this? I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we pass resolution 2011-18.
I'll second that.
A motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item F3. You want to give us a... Thank you, Karen.
Item F3, as Karen comes up, is a change order for the Cornell Park play area renovation, primarily having to do with requirements that have been imposed and inappropriately so by the county with respect to, like I said, requirements regarding ADA.
That pretty much summarizes it. We turned in the plans for the Cornell Park project after the bid had already been awarded. Part of that process in pulling a permit, they wanted to contract it, so it's kind of held until that point. When they did a final review on it, they wanted some ADA corrections. It also goes along with some WWE grant requirements as well. So when we gave the contractor the revised bid set, this is what came back for a change order on that. It's $27,450. I am not coding this to the park itself. It's going to go for the, I'm pulling it from the ADA upgrades fund that was approved with the last budget or with the 2011-12 budget for zoning. So it won't affect the Cornell Park replacement budget itself. And these are actually all ADA upgrades that are outside of the play area, access routes to and from and restroom.
Karen, does this clear up the problem that we had anticipated with the potlot?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just this has to do with ADA.
This is actually only going to. It's going to. They allowed us to only look at half of the park. We kind of negotiated because we were doing this on one side. So we're really, this is just focusing on one side of the park. And correcting one of the biggest problems we had, which was a slope that was just too great. And so they're turning that into a ramp now in Wauhausen Middle.
Thank you, Karen.
Any other comments from the board? The one thing that jumps out at me is that the change order is half the cost of the entire contract.
Yeah.
And being in construction for a good portion of my life, I kind of understand how that works. Is there any way in the future of avoiding signing a contract without having the full sets of plans available so we don't get this as an ad?
We didn't know that these would be requirements. So, like I said, all of this work that is being done is outside of the play area. This is stuff that they came back and said, we need you to go back, redo your plans. We actually had to revise a set of plans to add areas outside of the original scope of work. So this is not, these are access routes to the playground, restroom areas, entryways into the park to allow access into, which we don't have right now.
So
it wasn't.
Now I understand better. So what you're saying is that only a portion of this is attributed actually to access to the playground area. A good portion of it is just upgrading access to the park itself.
It was all required. Yes.
Very good. That makes it a little more.
ADA did not exist 30 years ago.
I completely understand that, and I will not comment on that law at this time. Anybody wants my opinion, they can ask me afterwards. Okay, any comments from the public? Hearing none,
can make a motion to authorize staff to approve change order 001 from James Brenneman for the required ADA upgrades and modifications on the Cornell Park Play Area renovation project.
Also, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Veolia, Gerald Smart? Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. I didn't see you. Doug, I'm sorry.
The other smart guy.
The other. I'm not, you know what? There could be a whole. No, I'm not going to do it. Welcome, Doug. Didn't see you over there, sorry.
Good evening, everybody. So, this is the June monthly operations report. And you know, I'm going to go into the nitty-gritty. We'll make this quick. Water services, the Newport water treatment plant. We have one booster pump that is out for repair right now. It should be back in the next 2 weeks. We're currently developing a valve exercise program that's for the water distribution system as part of preventative maintenance. There are 11 to 1200 valves in the system. This program requires GPS location and verifying and exercising those valves. We have one water treatment filter at the Willow Water Treatment Plant that is due for inspection this month. Bacteriologicals in the drinking water system. There were no confirmed bacteriological analysis. In the wastewater, we just finished an influent flow and loading study. It's a 2-week study as part of the master plan. That was finished today, and we're compiling the results of that. The new UV 1000 3000 plus system has been offline. It's going to go back online either tomorrow or Friday. It was offline due to cleaning and the replacement of the sensor. In the month of June, we reported total coliform excursions from the plant effluent on the for a total of 6 days, and that was a result of we believe a weir imbalance on the UV system that's being corrected this week. There's an experimental pump that was purchased for the influent pump station. It's a chopper pump, and we'll be going in either this week or next week. And the intent of it is to just chop solids up as they come in before the screenings process. Ultimately, that will reduce labor in the future, deragging and maintaining those pumps. Lift station R over by Newport on Newport Road. There was extensive electrical and pump replacement and rail replacement done on that in the month of June. We have repaired and calibrated influent flow instruments and have dual instruments for both plants to assist with the master plan flow and loading study. And as discussed previously, we do have a plan to move forward. We've developed a plan with the town and Berwyn Engineering to maximize the biosolids dewatering, and that plan will be moving forward in August. There were no customer inquiries for the wastewater system, and there is one customer that has had some groundwater complaints. We've investigated. It's isolated to a single house. We're still working on some physical flushing to potentially eliminate that problem. And I think that's it. Are there any questions? Ford?
Yeah, you're showing 6 groundwater calls. Is this all from the same house?
Yes.
No, we did have another Lanai.
That was in the recording, and there's 6. There's a 7. There's number 7.
Yeah, I think Lanai was
7.
July.
Well, Lanai might have been July.
Right, I have.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, not too long ago, I can't remember the exact date. You, Veolia conducted a training
at what lift station? F. I just had a question. We didn't, there was a lot of people there. We didn't pay for anything there, did you? You were just training there.
Correct. We brought operators in from two other communities. So it was Discovery Bay, Rio Vista, and Lathrop. And it was internal, our West safety coordinator that provided the training. This is OSHA required training, confined space and lockout of hazardous energy. So it was combined two-day training. The town bore no expense.
Thank you very much.
And help me out here, Doug, a little bit. This, before you mentioned it, the one thing I looked at that jumped out at me was the total chloroform jump between May and June, 17 to 80, 10, 30 to 170. What are the repercussions of that for our, were we out of compliance at that point? Were we in violation? What's going on with that?
There were, it was, internally we do root cause analysis studies for Mendiola, and there was a relationship between how the UV system was managed at the time and I'll call it maybe a mechanical deficiency that wasn't recognized. So there are two UV systems, and the flow to those UV systems can physically be split, but the UV systems receive a signal, an electronic signal, or electrical signal from a common flow instrument. So the UV systems are seeing, you know, a theoretical flow and not an actual flow. So if the weirs or the, you know, the measuring, physical measuring device isn't level between the two, one could be potentially underdosing and the other overdosing. And that looks to be the case here. When we took one of the systems offline, all the flow, that entire signal was sent to one unit, and the total chloroform went back to less than two.
But my question is, are we out of compliance? Are we going to be, is this a violation? Or is there extra reporting that's required? Are there going to be any potential fines to the district?
Yes, these will be considered mandatory minimum penalties.
Thank you. Thanks for your report. Any questions? Any other questions from the board? Any questions for the public? Thank you very much, Doug. Thanks, Gerald. Manager reports. I'm sorry. I was waiting for something to come up. No, we don't have any managers' reports. We have any managers. Go ahead.
Virgil, do you have anything?
The only thing that we have is that we've been for the past month working on our scrap metal, and we did fill up a bin, and that's being hauled out tomorrow, and then we are in the process of getting in another bin and moving it to plant number two, and we'll be getting rid of the accumulated metals, cast iron metals, and then we'll be taking aluminum and stainless steel by itself to the scrap yards based on the current price.
But you know, over the years since Virgil's been here, it's, you know, he takes such pride in the community, and one of the things that he does is he picks stuff up that's abandoned, discarded, and dropped off, and it ends up at the plant, and it, after a while it becomes, there's a lot of stuff that ends up at the plant, and now we're getting rid of it. So, you know, it's one of those two-edged swords. It's keeping the community nice and clean, but yet I got dumped, now we're hauling it off. The only item I have tonight, well, two items. One is, again, I would like to apologize for not including those items on the agenda earlier. And if we get future letters like that from the grand jury, I will endeavor to do so. The second one is, as I think you all know, I will be on vacation maybe tomorrow for a week. I'll be back next Friday. But again, as you know, I'm always available via my bulletin board, phone, email, whichever you need, I'm on there. So please, if you need to reach me, please do so. Thank you.
Director Steele.
Hey, Rick, what's the timeline for completing the Discover Bay Boulevard landscaping?
You know, that's an in-house project we're doing internally, and we brought in a temporary to help Esteban with that, Farron. And so they are doing it as they go. It's time consuming, but it's being done right. It's a nice project. If I recall last year, it was probably about a 2-month process. So I would assume probably another couple more weeks. All the plant materials that have been removed. Now we're into planting. So the irrigation has been repaired. And now we're into planting. So it should be wrapping up here in the next couple weeks, but I'll find out tomorrow here.
Make a comment on that.
Sure.
It really depends on the day-to-day operations. There's times when you have issues in town, graffiti lately. And so those guys have to break away, take care of that, then come back to that, and or something else. There could be some rubbish thrown in the park, whatever.
Yeah. He's one of our parks guys, and so, you know, wherever he's doing this as part of the day, but he still has other jobs to do, and so it may seem like it's taking longer. When they did the west side, the contractor brought in a herd of people to get the job done, and we're doing it internally, so it's a little bit of a different scope.
Are they going to replace any of the dead trees on the west side? There was like one or two dead trees I noticed. Is that part of the contract?
Yeah, Farron and I met this last week actually with Valley Crest Landscape.
No, Eastern. You're talking about the new landscape?
On the west side of Discovery Boulevard? There's on the slope where the ice plant used to be?
Yeah, you're south.
South of
Seal, where the new project.
Yeah, I thought I saw a couple dead trees there.
Yeah, we actually met with Valley Crest last week, and that was a topic of discussion. So there should be work orders out there to correct those again.
They'll replace them, though. They're not going to delete them.
I'll find out. I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. Usually
it should be a warranty on that.
The problem is, if it's a new tree,
yes,
it's under warranty. It will be replaced. Yes, I was thinking you were referring to an old tree.
No.
Okay. The new tree is under warranty. We're still in the warranty period.
Cool. All right.
Any other comments for the manager? Okay, council.
No report, sir.
Thank you. I think we've done the committee updates, but does anybody have anything to add to that? Okay, correspondence listed. Future agenda items. We'll be working on that.
So, we had a resident bring up the quality of our water recently, and I would like to discuss what it would take and what the impact on the town would be to improve the taste of our water.
Any other future agenda items? Okay, thank you.
So I gotta get on something.
Can you check that for me? No.
I checked. I don't
see anything. Okay. All right. I'm good. I'm too tired. So.
Thank you very much. Rick, I'd like to report that I will be.